This media is brought to you by Polyscope.
I'm Cassie Bishop.
And I'm Ray Turing.
Dive into the heart of AI innovation with us on AI Daily.
Bringing you breaking news in AI, unveiling the future as it unfolds.
Subscribe now and stay ahead with AIDaily.us.
Why listen to the past when you can listen to the future? Welcome to the Think Future podcast, broadcasting live from the heart of Silicon Valley, California. We focus on AI, startups, and the future, not necessarily those, and not necessarily in that order.
Silicon Valley, California. We're talking AI, startups, the future. Not necessarily those and not necessarily in that order. Show number 969. That's right, folks. It's a palindromic show number. I used to love palindromic show numbers whenever I used to do them on my old show. You know, shows like 888-111-444-555-666-777-888-999. I'm not there yet. And today, exciting news. Today's the launch day for 10xu.us, 10xu.us. Check it out if you're interested in mastering your life with AI. Saving money, making money, saving time, and being happier. We cover everything in 10xu.us. So, just heard on Google that a lot of companies are looking to use AI fashion models. And of course, why not? Think about it. Human beings, we are so troublesome, aren't we? It is so difficult. I mean, go read about any film director. So go back to the famous directors. Go back to any film director. Because if you think about what film directors are supposed to do, film directors basically direct humans, right? Isn't that the point? So there's a script, there's a film, there's the set, there's cinematography, there's human, there's actors, and there's directors, right? And the director is supposed to try and direct the human to do a specific thing. And 9 times out of 10, we human beings, we don't just take orders just like that. Oh God, no, we don't. We fight. I mean, if you read about some of these tales where directors are trying to get actors to do this or that, or get them to do this or that, and some of the actors, some of them are compliant and they will do this or that, but there's plenty of them that won't do this or that. That's the problem with human beings. We aren't those the kind of people to just go along to get along. There's some of us that do. There's some of us that just take the orders and are okay with it, but most of us, we have a problem with that. We don't like to be directed. We don't like to be told what to do. Hold your hand like this. Hold your hand like that. Turn this way. Turn that way. Say it in a more gentle tone. Say it in a more angry tone. Be this. Be that. We don't like that kind of stuff. We don't like being told what to do. In fact, we don't even like stopping at stop signs anymore. We don't like, hey, what is that red octagonal thing? What's it telling me to do? It's telling me to stop? Oh, screw you, man. I'm going to go through this stop sign. Nobody's in the intersection anyway. I'm just going to go anyway. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm just going to go, because that's what human beings are like. We don't like rules. We don't like regulations. We don't like being told what to do. So it's no real surprise. No real surprise that the fashion industry is in the same boat. They're probably going, you know what? We have a bunch of models, and they, some of them are great. Some of them are very compliant. They'll do exactly what we want them to do. But there's a whole bunch of other models, especially the ones that get more and more popular, who are like prima donnas, right? They want things to be a specific way. They want to do this. They want that. We won't do this. They won't do that. So what is the fashion company to do? Well, they're going to turn to AI, right? They're going to turn to AI and they're going to say, okay, fine, be like that. I will just replace you with AI. What are you anyway but a visual representation of a human being? And if I want to create a visual representation of a human being and put my clothes on the visual representation of a human being, then I can do that. There's nothing stopping me from doing that. And I don't even need to use your likeness. I can create a likeness that I want. So say the fashion mogul says, I want a very tall, slim black woman to wear this down the runway. And all they have to do is ask a developer to create one out of nothing. And all of a sudden, you have a beautiful model walking down the catwalk. Of course, they're not doing it in person, but we don't experience things in person anymore. We are now living in a world where we only experience things through a screen. You're experiencing me through a screen. The chances that you have experienced talking to me face-to-face, one-on-one, is extremely rare. It's the same with everything. We experience everything through a screen, so why not have AI on the other side of the screen? So it makes total sense for these fashion houses and film directors and all sorts of other people who need to direct human beings around, us ornery lot, to create AI versions of us. And then order the AI versions around, because the AI versions don't care. They will do whatever you tell them to. So how do we stop doing that? Well, we can't do much about that. But what we can do is understand that that is where, and this is what I've said before between inhumane jobs and humane jobs, is that is where the dividing line between human jobs and inhuman jobs are. Because if you're creating, if you don't have a unique presence or a unique human aspect to you that will draw people to you, then someone can create an AI avatar to replace you. There's a lot of people who are doing inhumane jobs, jobs that AI can do. And those people need to recalibrate into a role where their instinctual humanness is the thing that people want to buy. So for example, these models that are being ornery with the fashion houses, they can go off and do their own thing and let their personality show through directly to their fans, to their followers, instead of going through the fashion house. If anything, if they've already built a following, if they've already built a fan base, then they don't need the fashion house anymore, do they? They can create their own fashion line. They can do their own thing. So what I'm saying is that the key thing is to head off. And of course, I think that this stuff is things that are swinging, they're swinging into the future where all of a sudden everyone's going to use AI influencers. But what's going to happen is that we're going to get tired of AI influencers, because we're going to say, oh, that's just an AI influencer. It's not really a real human being. And this real human being is talking to real human beings and trying to pitch to real human beings. And we're going to go, I'm not interested in listening to that person because they're not real. Just like I'm not really interested in seeing CG armies die on the field because I know they're not real people. If I see real people in real peril, then maybe I'll care. But if I see CG people in CG peril, will I care? We're going to see a backlash against that. We're going to see a backlash against too much AI in everything. And we're going to find the balance between too much AI and not enough AI and enough human intervention, enough human consciousness, what's the word? Enough human personality in things to determine that that is what we want to see. We want to see other humans. We don't want to see AI. So there may be a period of time when all these AI influencers and AI fashion models, and we'll go real far down that path, But I wouldn't be surprised if there's a pullback at one point and it's like, wait a minute, I don't want to see any more AI. I don't want to see any more AI right now. I want to see humans. And we're going to get to a point where it's going to be a balance between humans and AI. We're going to see humans augmented by AI, and we're going to see AI augmented by humans. The perfect combination will be a human and an AI working together to create something new. That's it for me for today. See you next time, and until then, don't forget to think future.